You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced a proposal to change the requirements when it comes to driver's licence testing. The announcement by Transport Minister Chris Bishop revealed the axing of the full licence test, meaning drivers on the restricted licence would automatically gain their full licence after 18 months. Bishop says these changes would make it more efficient, accessible and affordable for drivers to get their licence. The proposed changes come with new safety measures, such as drivers needing a completely clear record for 18 months before gaining their full licence, lowering the number of available demerit points for restricted drivers from 100 to 50, as well as introducing a zero alcohol limit for all drivers on their learners and restricted, not just those under 20. The AA is welcoming some of these proposed changes, but says more safety measures could be taken, with New Zealand already having one of the worst rates of fatal crashes in the OECD. I spoke to General Manager for Students Against Dangerous Driving, Donna Gavorko, about the proposal and how the group feels about the potential changes. What are SAD's thoughts on this proposal?
I mean, all these changes that have come through, obviously, as we know, are just in the proposal stage. So we haven't really had time to fully digest what the implications would be or ask our young people or do a survey on it or anything like that. But as a precursory kind of thought around it is that it's going to remove some barriers for some people. It's going to help them to be able to get through the licensing stage a little quicker. It will reduce a few costs for some people. It might reduce wait times, all those sorts of practical, I guess, logistical things. The safety side of it, I guess, it's always good to be able to make sure that we're fully testing especially our young people as they're going through the stages to make sure that they are safe on our roads. So SAD will always advocate for whatever the safest method is to make sure that our young people are staying alive on our roads, and that's what we really want to see.
Do you think that this change would encourage more young drivers to get their licence?
I think it's hard to say, but I would imagine yes, because it's going to reduce some barriers, that's for sure, meaning that obviously if they remove the full test, it means they only have to do like their theory and then their restricted side of it, and then obviously do all the conditions for the restricted, but then without having to pass that final test will be reduction in costs for them, which might reduce some of the barriers, yes, so it probably will.
What about risks? Do you think this is going to increase risk for young drivers while they're on the roads?
Young drivers are taking risks at the moment anyway. So the most important thing I think that they have to really think about is the practical test has to be solid for the restricted. So when they actually go to pass their restricted, they need to make sure that the standardisations, the testing is solid so that people who aren't passing that unless they're really ready to be on the road. So that's what our kind of concern would be, is that these young people are actually fully ready to be driving on their own at the restricted phase, and that any measures that they have to do while they're on the restricted are really monitored and measured, and that they are proving that they're doing their driving hours and that they're getting the good examples, maybe doing some professional driving lessons to actually up their skills. And we are always going to advocate for young people to learn to be a safe driver, not just tick a box and get their license. So we're always going to be making sure that there are measures in there and that the government are thinking about what it takes for these young people to be safe drivers on the road. So yes, it possibly could increase the risks if they're not fully doing the proper practical testings that will make sure that they are safe drivers.
Along with the changes to the test, the government is proposing a change to safety measures for restricted drivers, including introducing a zero alcohol limit for all drivers on the restricted, not just those under 20, as well as changing the amount of demerit points for restricted drivers from 100 to 50. Do you think that these safety measures go far enough?
I think they are definitely a step in the right direction. We do need to be making sure, because one of the things that when we ask our young people, and we have young people from all across the country that we work with, we ask them, what do you think young people are doing the most risk on the road is? And they will always say breaching their driver licence conditions. So it is something that really needs to be monitored. It's not just about the legislation and changing these conditions. It's also about enforcement, police making sure that they are going through and checking young people are on their right licence, not carrying passengers in the right times, that sort of thing. It's a really good step in the right direction, I think, for the zero alcohol. In that meaning, like, anybody who's on a restricted or learners can have zero alcohol, because they are novice drivers, they haven't been tested. Alcohol definitely impairs your ability to drive, so that is definitely a yes on our behalf. We think we would encourage that. Having a clean driver's license, the other one is having a clean driver's license until you, while you're on your restricted, and then you can't pass your full and it goes back to the beginning if you get tickets, that sort of thing. That's also a really good step in the right direction. I think it sends the right message to young people that you're not going to be able to progress through to your full until you actually abide by the conditions, which is another reinforcing. And I think that should also include the learners as well, because I used to be a police officer, and I know that there are lots of people who are breaching their license conditions all the time. And if there was more risk involved in breaching that, you're not going to progress. Definitely, that's a step in the right direction. But as a society as well, we need to be making sure that we're reinforcing for young people the importance of not breaching their license conditions. And then on the demerit points, yes, definitely, it's something to think about. I haven't really thought about it too much. But again, it's reinforcing anything that's actually going to make young people think, oh, there's more risk in getting caught, it's going to have an implication on me, it's going to delay my time becoming a full driver's license holder, then yes, it might actually have more of an impact as to what they have now.
Are there any further measures that you think the government should be looking at introducing into this proposal?
There are definitely things that they could be doing in regards to making sure that young people are actually getting the practice they need to, like logging hours. At the moment, that just says that you should be driving, doing a certain amount of hours to get through to, obviously when you're on your learners, you have your supervisor with you, you should be doing a certain amount of driving hours. They should be having more of a measure on that, so that they can see that they actually are doing the hours. I know that's really hard to monitor, but there should be some way that they can prove that they're actually doing more of their practical driving testing. And we will always advocate for young people trying to get at least a couple of professional driving lessons in there as well. I know it's hard to mandate that for costs and things like that, but it's something that should be looked at. Definitely then, if they're going to be doing some of these things, making sure that there are lots of community supporters out there, like driver mentors, that sort of thing. So the funding around supporting people who can't afford there are lots of people in this country who don't have families who have full license holders that they can do the tests with. So making sure that we're supporting our community so that they have mentors that they can then go and get those practical driving lessons with, so that will help assist them into getting their driver's license, because we all know that is a pathway into a career, and that will help our young people to progress forward in life. SAD is here to support young people through one of our fourth aspirations is the driver licensing journey, and for us that's about seeing young people be safe on our road, not just about death and serious injuries, but also about thriving in our community, making sure they don't get in trouble with the police, making sure that they're looking at their careers. So SAD is a wraparound support service for young people. We're actually working with Drive at the moment with NZTA to try and encourage young people to learn through this systems on the website to make sure that they're safe drivers, and that they're not just ticking a box to get a license, but they understand what it means to be a safe road user and be compliant. And we're here for our young people, supporting young people to help progress through that whole cycle.
That was General Manager for Students Against Dangerous Driving, Donna Gavorko, on the government's proposed changes to driver's license testing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.